What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode number 543 here on Wednesday, January 8th of 2025, first episode of the new year. 12 days until Inauguration Day. We are getting there. We are almost there, folks. It's been a long, miserable 4 years, but we are back.
Thank God. And we're going to triple in size. We're going to get Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Nice. Yeah. A lot has been going on, since we did our last episode and into the new year. First off, Jimmy Carter died. Not a lot to say about that. I don't subscribe to the whole "you must be nice to the dead." The guy was a failed one-term president, did nothing but pal around with terrorists and destroy America. Yeah. Sure, he was maybe a nice Christian guy and built some houses for some people, but that doesn't absolve the sins of his presidency. Although it did take a Carter to get a Reagan.
Yeah.
Very similar to how it took an Obama to get a Trump 1.
Yep.
And Biden.
You mean Biden staffers.
Yeah. Well, Biden and Carter, very similar. Yeah. But a Biden to get Trump 2. So, everything happens for a reason. Here we are. A woman was burned alive on the New York City subway by an illegal immigrant. That was right before Christmas.
But they're safe, Storm. The subways are safer than ever before.
And forcing people to take the subways by imposing a totally disgusting congestion tax in New York.
Yeah, what is that about?
Yeah, every car has to pay almost 10 bucks to enter the city.
Oh, so basically it's a political class tax because they don't have to pay any of that.
Well,
all the people that support, I saw all these politicians who supported it, they all have drivers.
Well, yeah, and what it is, I'm sure the politicians are excluded. But normal everyday citizens of the city that used to drive in now no longer can afford to do so. And they're forced to take buses and subways, which are riddled with crime.
People getting
murders.
Pushed onto the rails.
Yeah.
You got some lady sucking on a damn in that. Mm-hmm. Subway. I don't know if you saw that clip. It's like day one of congestion tax. Going great.
People pee and poo on the subways. They sexually assault people. It's just horrible. They murder them. It's just horrible.
It's bad.
We started off the new year very horribly with two terror attacks on January 1st. Of course, the larger one in New Orleans, a terrorist rammed his truck, drove through basically all of Bourbon Street in the early morning hours of January 1st, murdered 14 people, and some are still fighting for their lives in the hospital. It was a ISIS-inspired attack. He had an ISIS flag on the truck, which the FBI tried to tell us didn't exist, and it was not an act of terrorism, the DEI hire that they trotted out there. But then, of course, they were forced later to admit that it was.
They had to dispatch a deputy assistant director to clean up her mess.
Which
just shows you how bad the comms were. And
the FBI should have caught the guy before this. Of course, he wasn't, quote, on their radar because they were too concerned with persecuting
the
Christians
people.
Anti-abortion activists, pro-lifers, school board meetings, parents, parental rights, all of that. They were focused on that. Remember, they said that white supremacy was the biggest threat to America.
Which is why the media got to his house in Houston hours before the FBI.
And so that's, still ongoing. And then there was rumors of accomplices. And then they were like, oh, no, there's no accomplices.
Yeah, they're just
Can't wait for Cash Patel to get in there to the FBI and clean house because they need it, that's for sure. A second terror attack that day was the explosion of the Cybertruck outside of Trump Tower in Las Vegas. This was a Army vet who he was actually an active member of the Special Forces.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of questions about this, and he had a manifesto, and
Weird. And they're calling it a suicide. And I'm just like, if you read those notes, this is the most political suicide I've ever heard of.
Well, there's
a lot
of questionable video. They say he shot himself before the vehicle exploded, but right before the vehicle exploded, he was still moving in the video. So I don't know. I feel like we need to have more time to dig into this and see what actually happened. And we may never even know what actually happened. Remember, the Las Vegas FBI, which is in charge of this, we never even found out about the Vegas shooting, the deadliest shooting in American history. So
could be a Saudi connection with that Monterey Bay shooting. I don't know if you saw that. There's people floating that around. There's some prints in the area.
You mean Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, Mandalay Bay. Mandalay Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never know. Because people are piecing together all the 911 calls.
Yeah.
And there's some weird going on, but it's too far out there for to really delve into. But
yeah, well, so here's the thing. I hope that as part of Trump coming in here,
yeah,
he releases a ton of these files from that were never released to the public, from all kinds of stuff like that. There's San Bernardino files going all the way back. There's a ton of stuff.
The Kennedy files.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
That was promised in the first presidency. Yeah, he didn't need backtracked.
Mike Johnson reelected Speaker of the House. We basically knew that that was going to happen.
They're pretty close to those multiple ballot circus, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a few that were against him. Then they kind of relented, except for Massey in the end.
Trump paused his golf game to call Ralph Norman and what's his name?
Keith Self.
Yeah. Keith Self, basically like, you're f***ing up and, you know, you voted for Nikki. I never forgot that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, you know, and I've always said this, even going back to the McCarthy disaster and all of that. It's fine if we want to kick these rhinos out. However, we need to have a viable candidate to replace them.
Yeah.
And that has never happened.
No.
And it was the same thing here. We didn't need a speaker fight when nobody was even wanting to challenge him. And obviously a few people were against him. But I also think that Trump views Johnson as controllable. And that's really the most important thing, is that Johnson's going to be on board with the MAGA agenda and run the House as well as he can with such a slim majority. Now, that's going to become a problem. We're going to talk about that a lot in the coming months, I guarantee you. We have a ton of legislation that's going to need to pass Congress. So stay tuned on that one. Bye-bye, Justin Trudeau. The piece of to the north is leaving. He announced his resignation on Monday after serving since 2015. And it's time to bring in Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, who is in line to be what seems to be, with the election coming up, a conservative resurgence up in Canada. So, but also could be America North in the future.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, who knows?
The whole... So you got Canada, right? That's one thing. Greenland, that's another. And then Panama Canal.
Well, it sounds like Greenland might be, like, reasonable.
So the Greenland, I think, actually is going to happen. Yeah. And I think it actually is important for a number of reasons. Strategically, for military defense, it's in a great position. Also, they want independence from Denmark. So what would have to happen is they first would have to declare independence from Denmark by vote. If that happens, then we can then swoop in and try to essentially make them a territory. I doubt they'd become a full state for a number of reasons, but make them a territory with all kinds of economic deals and agreements. Donald Trump Jr. was up there yesterday, took a picture with a bunch of Greenland people with MAGA hats on. So that's going to be interesting. The Canada thing, you know, I think is a lot less likely.
Yeah.
I think they're with a new conservative prime minister, there'll be a chance for greatly improved and renewed relations with them, especially on the economic front. But the most interesting to me, out of all of it, is the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
And the Panama Canal, for a number of years now, has been exclusively almost controlled by the Chinese. And that's why Trump wants to essentially force them to either give us fair treatment, Panama's government, which is just, you know, total bullshit. They have basically no army. Or what I think is going to end up happening, and I'm totally all for it, is that we retake the Panama Canal by force.
Oh, just cause part two?
Mm-hmm. They would have no way to stop that. Their military is totally feckless. And we should have never gave it away in the first place. And guess who gave that away?
Yeah, no.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
Jimmy Carter.
Not only that, we gave it to them for free and then paid them.
Yeah.
We're the ones that built it. And not only that, the Panama Canal and is a very important zone because it also controls the crossing of illegals from South America.
Yeah.
Right? That's really a huge motivator behind this that many people aren't talking about, is they have to cross that in order to come north.
Mm-hmm.
So if we stop that there and we control the Panama Canal, it's essentially a second southern border south of Mexico. That could be huge for us in securing our border. So I do think that both the Panama Canal and Greenland will happen. I do not think Canada will happen. But I do love the trolling of all of it. And I also think that a lot of this, too, is part of a PR strategy to have the shiny object that the liberal media is, you know, obsessed with. Why does he want to take over Greenland while we totally just get everything else through domestically that we need to? So, this Friday, if as long as the Supreme Court does not step in, President Trump will be sentenced in his hush money trial in New York. Of course, the judge, Juan Merchan, total f***ing Democrat piece of s***, will not let it go. However, he will not be sentenced to jail time. So, you know, it's kind of just a big show at this point.
Yeah, I don't know.
However, Trump did file a last-minute appeal to the Supreme Court to halt the sentencing, and it's very possible that they will do so before Friday. So that'll be a story that we'll be keeping an eye on here for you. Next week, we have, I think, eight, last time I looked. Yeah, eight hearings scheduled for confirmation. We have, on Wednesday, Doug Collins for Veterans Affairs, Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense, Doug Burgum, Secretary of Interior, that's Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have Kristi Noem, Homeland Security, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, John Ratcliffe, Director of CIA. And then, also on Wednesday now, we have Russ Vought to be the Director of Office of Management and Budget. I think there's going to be more added next week. Really, they should just flood the zone with these, get them all done, and get them through. I think that every nominee is going to be confirmed at this point. I don't think
even RFK.
Yeah, I don't think there are any that are in doubt. I don't think RFK will happen until after the election, or not the election, the inauguration.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are big. I think you're going to see Tulsi Gabbard added to this. We need a DNI. And Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent, will be added to next week as well. And that, I think, finishes the big top ones, the most important ones, and then the others will kind of follow from there. Of course, we will have full coverage for you on all of our sites in the Town Hall Media Network, including live blogs on Town Hall, PJ, and Red State. The confirmation hearings, I'm sure the Democrats will try to put on a good show. They may bring some last-minute unfounded allegations, especially against our boy Pete Hegseth, although I think that they kind of shot their shot on that one. but... Yeah, well, it's going to be a very, very busy week next week, leading into, of course, the inauguration, which is 12 days away. And the inauguration kicks off at around 11:30 with opening remarks. The swearing-in, of course, is at high noon on January 20th. And then followed by that is a lunch at the Capitol with all of Congress. Then the parade down Pennsylvania
Avenue.
Will
there be tanks this year?
No, there's going to be no tanks.
I want tanks.
There's going to be no tanks. And I actually think that he probably won't walk much, if any, of the parade route.
Given the fact that two people have been killed.
I think that maybe they will have a small segment, predefined segment, that security has really, really clear. I mean, because, you know, keep in mind, the parade route is not... Obviously, the city is locked down on that day, right?
Yeah.
But the parade route is a public...
Oh, you can't fully secure that area.
Right.
That's why it's been a known secret that the Secret Service always bricks when any president does that.
Let alone one who has had two serious attempts on his life.
Maybe he can be like in the Pope-mobile.
Yeah.
That'll be Trump-mobile.
So I think maybe he'll walk a small segment, but most of it won't be. Also, the weather looks to be a concern.
All right, is that 100 feet? Okay, get back in the car.
It's going to be very, very cold here in D.C. for the inauguration, at least it looks like as of now. With potential snow in the vicinity, or at least on the ground. So we, of course, that day will have full coverage for you, live blogs on all of our sites in the Town Hall Media Network, and it's going to be a very, very interesting and exciting day. The other big story going on right now, starting essentially 24 to 30 hours ago, is the massive wildfire outbreak in California, specifically in the Los Angeles County area. One of our major cities is essentially being burned to the ground.
Yeah.
It's so, so sad to see what's going on there.
There's no water.
You have the Palisades Fire, and then there's several other very, very large ones right now. The Eaton Fire, which is to the east side of town, up by Pasadena, it's just burning so, so many homes to the ground. I mean, this is a populated area. This is not... You know, normally,
It's like a mega city. It's like a metropolis.
Yeah, normally when fires happen in California, most times they're in, you know, kind of a little more sparsely populated areas. These are right in essentially the heart of Los Angeles metro area. I think we're up to 20,000 homes burned to the ground, some of the most expensive real estate in the country, especially in Malibu. It's really sad to see what's happening, and a lot of this could have been avoidable.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of talk will be coming in the next few days about the lackadaisical management of brush and forestry in California,
mismanagement of water resources to protect some minnow,
which on both of those subjects, yeah. Trump pointed out, I think, in 2017, and was roundly mocked by the leftist media and politicians, especially Governor Newsom. And it really is true. All this could have been avoided. And last year, they had what was referred to as an atmospheric river, which everyone said was climate change. And now also this is climate change, by the way, too. And it's not. Neither of them are.
No.
But all that water flowed out into the ocean because they had no way to properly store it, even though back, I think, in 2015, Californians voted to authorize $8 billion in spending to build new reservoirs and water storage facilities, which, guess what? Newsom did not do.
Nope. And now they have no water. There's no... Well, there's, the hydrants are exhausted. They got no water.
Which, in a more short-term government management situation, is they should have been filling those reservoirs as much as they could have before this, because this weather event, this high wind event, was forecast many days in advance.
Was it the Santa Ana winds?
Yeah. And then, on top of it, the mayor of Los Angeles decided it was a good time to fly on taxpayer dollars to the inauguration in Ghana.
Yeah.
As if anyone gives a f*** about that.
Yeah.
You know, classic DEI hire
and
there
on,
in Los Angeles.
And on top of that, she cut the fire department by like almost $20 million months prior.
So. And the fire department not only fired a bunch of people who refused the COVID jab, experienced firefighters who could have been helping the situation, but the leadership of the department is now also woke DEI scum. This lesbian fire chief has no f***ing clue what she's doing. And many, many experienced men firefighters were passed over for that. And not only that, on top of that, to apply to be a Los Angeles firefighter now, you have to check off the boxes of the DEI.
Yeah.
Woman or black. So it's really sad what's going on out there and all these people's lives and homes. And
James Woods lost his home.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's... Everyone would say, oh, well, you know, he's just a rich guy, he'll rebuild. Sure, but, like, their life still has been destroyed in a matter of hours. And it's sad for them, but it's even more particularly sad for the people who, one, had their fire insurance revoked because of the way that California has put all kinds of ridiculous liberal regulations in place governing the insurance industry in the state, leading insurers like State Farm pulled out last fall. Many people have had their fire insurance canceled.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find a replacement. So now what? You're nothing. You have nothing.
Yeah, you have nothing.
And it's just very, very sad what's going on there. A couple people have lost their lives. There's been many injuries. And this is only going to continue. Yeah. And
I know the official total is two dead. Like, that can't be right.
No, it's going to be much higher when they find people burned in their homes.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are listening to this, I'm sure not many people out there are have the time to listen to this right now, and you're in a fire area and you get an evacuation warning or order, go.
Yeah, leave.
They have no ability to stop this right now. These fires are 0% contained, both of them, the large ones, Palisades, Eaton.
Yeah.
There's a new fire that started, the Woodley fire, just a little bit ago. That might expand further. And this thing is just burning, and they have no way to stop it. It's going to be
especially with 80 to 100 mile per hour gusts from those sand and winds.
Yeah, well, the winds are going to die down in the next 24 hours, but it's still going to take a while to fully contain this. So, you know, pray for all these people, and if you're out there, stay safe.
Leave immediately.
Yeah, and I know it's hard to just leave, but I mean, it's really the only thing you could do is get out of the way right now. All right, so some illegal immigration stuff we got going on here. I don't even want to get into the H-1B visa debate because my head is killing me today. Sorry, guys. I got a migraine.
Well, we can do a whole episode on that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot.
Yeah, it's been a long day. So, but I didn't want to cancel on you because we haven't been on for the past 2 weeks.
But we can talk about Lincoln Riley Act that passed yesterday.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, sure. No, basically, it passed overwhelmingly. 48 Democrats supported us.
But how many voted against it?
Well, about 159.
Yeah.
Basically, it's pretty simple. Federal immigration officers must detain illegal aliens found guilty of theft-related crimes, which, because this illegal who killed Lincoln Riley had been busted for shoplifting and didn't get booked. So, you know, I think it sailed through the House. It should sail through the Senate. John Fetterman is a co-sponsor, and he was on Brett Baer's show last night saying that if we can't get 7 Democrats, highlights another reason why we lost in November, which I think is true.
Yeah.
And I think, who's that? Gary Peters?
Yeah.
I think he's going to vote for it. Yeah. So that should head to Trump's desk relatively soon. We should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if no Republican defects, which I don't think they will.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're going to vote on it in the Senate until after the 20th, right? I think that's how it works.
But it should become law. Yeah. So that's good news. Yep. It's something at least.
Yeah.
None of this none of this bullshit of ignoring ICE detainers and stuff like that. So.
In a very, very interesting trend here in the tech and media world, we have rumors now that Mr. Wonderful, Kevin Leary, is going to buy TikTok with a group of investors. So that's very interesting. Returning it to, I guess he is Canadian technically, but I think he's a U.S. citizen now. So returning it to U.S. citizenship ownership. And Meta not only bringing Dana White onto their board of directors, but replacing its global head of policy with a Republican.
Yeah.
And now the new policy from Meta is that they're going to return political content to the news feed on their site, on Facebook and in Instagram. So that's a very interesting move, and we'll see. I mean, there seems to be this trend now where not only are they trying to cozy up to Trump, obviously, but they're allowing conservatives back into the sphere of influence.
No more fact checks, too.
With no more fact checks.
It's gone. It's now. It's going to be replaced with a community notes style system like on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So
which works.
It works. And the days are over. Days are over. Goodbye.
Yep. And so it's a very interesting time here. There's been a resurgence of, the Republican Party, America First, MAGA is on the march. We're taking control here in the next 2 weeks. Back. Yeah, it's
maybe very... maybe I'll get unbanned on Twitter. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll it's see. A very exciting time to be alive here. Certainly better than the alternative of what we were staring down the barrel of going into Election Day.
We were
going
to go to the death camps.
Well, yeah. Turned out otherwise. Well, and what's even funnier is liberals now apparently arming themselves because they think that Trump's going to send them to concentration camps, which is just totally ridiculous. Yeah. But we'll talk about that another day. A few Trump clips here for you. We forgot to hit this one. Trump has an interesting idea for renaming the Gulf of Mexico. Take a listen.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name. And it's appropriate. It's appropriate.
Oh, I like it.
And it just so happens that legislation to do just that was announced immediately afterwards by Marjorie Taylor Greene. And, of course, Trump has been very, very steady in this promise that if the hostages are not released by Hamas, the Israeli and American and other hostages are not released by Hamas before the time he's inaugurated, they're going to have hell to pay. Ooh. Take a listen.
All hell must be paid if they don't release the hostages.
Well, do I have to define it for you? Look, all hell will break out. If those hostages aren't back, I don't want to hurt your negotiation. If they're not back by the time I get into office, all hell will break out in the Middle East. And it will not be good for Hamas, and it will not be good, frankly, for anyone. All hell will break out. I don't have to say anymore, but that's what it is. And they should have given them back a long time. They should have never taken them. There should have never been the attack of October 7th. People forget that.
America's back. No one's going to f*** around with us anymore. And we only have 12 days of this terrible s***. Oh, by the way, did you see Biden does this press conference on the fires with Newsom and then immediately announces $500 million more for Ukraine?
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, FEMA has no money.
Yep.
The people in North Carolina and Georgia and Florida still reeling from that natural disaster. And all these people in California shouldn't expect anything because there's,
Well, it's like Hawaii. It's like Maui.
Yeah.
He let that island burn and, it was like, I'm so sorry that you lost everything and now I got to take a nap and go away.
Yep. And so we will finish off with the gaffe of the day, but it is the laugh of the day here. Take a listen to Discount Obama, Hakeem Jeffries, what he had to say at the start of the new congressional session.
We will fight hard for the freedom to vote.
We will fart hard for our freedom. All right. If you have any comments, questions, a story you want us to cover, email us. We love hearing from you, triggered@townhall.com. Thank you for those that emailed us Christmas wishes and holiday greetings. We love all of you. And, of course, if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership to get into this exclusive club of Patriots. Not going to list off everything because I'm tired here right now, but you get a ton of shit in addition to Triggered Uncensored. And we have a lot of exciting stuff planned for our VIP members coming up this year. So no better time to join this club of Patriots. Townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT to get in. And of course, don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. Again, if you'd like to reach out, email us triggered@townhall.com. We will be back here next Wednesday, January 15th, and we'll talk about all the confirmation hearings going on, the pending inauguration, and all the exciting times that we have lying ahead.
So, prosperity is upon us.
Yep. We will see you next Wednesday.
See you then.